Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Should be a beauty tonight. The Edmonton Oilers, the Colorado Avalanche at Rogers Place. Edmonton coming off a subpar performance against Dallas, but they've worked their way back in. They can clinch a playoff spot with a point tonight against the Avs. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. Open 24-7, 365. And you can text us. Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday. Just before we went to break, we did Oilers Game Day Trivia for Pro-Am Sports. The question... Name the current Avalanche player that was drafted in the first round by the Edmonton Oilers. The correct answer, Andrew Cogliano. Derek Scott, who ended up winning trivia? Who got the question right?
You know what, Bob? We're just sorting that out, so let me get back to you.
Okay,
on that.
There we go. In the meantime and in between time, we're going to go off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. It is Throwback Fridays as we are going to hook up momentarily with George LaRocque for Conlon Motorsports.
Throwback Friday on Oilers Now is brought to you by Conlon Motorsports. They'll help you get out there. Visit one of Conlon Motorsports' four locations across Alberta or online at conlonmotorsports.ca.
And we welcome back to the show the former heavyweight champion of the National Hockey League. He is a Montreal-based media personality, Edmonton sporting icon, the big man, George LaRocque. Hello, George. How you doing?
Very good. How you doing, Bob?
Good. Hey. How wild was that, the start of the game between the Rangers and the Devils the other night with Matt Rempe and Curtis McDermott in the super heavyweight category, but everybody dropping the gloves and getting after it. It was old school. George, you got to love it, right?
You know, for a lot of people often that are complaining about fighting now, everybody was on their feet, about this game. Everybody knew what was going to happen. You saw the excitement players around the league talking about it. Even Gallagher commented on it, saying that it was awesome. So, you know, it's all part of the code. You know what happened the game before when Rempe got suspended for his elbow? He had to answer the bell. And as a 21-year-old, he did pretty good against a well-established veteran. So it brings some spice in that division. And I thought he did a really good job. So, fighting is a big part of hockey, Bob. Hockey is a physical sport. And there's nothing I love more than that when guys settling score with their fist other than with their stick. And you heard after the game McDermott talking about now he has more respect for Rempe because he faced the music, right? So, you got to love it. The fight to settle score and then you play the game.
Yeah, and it is a different game today, George, than when you broke in. But Matt Rempe... he went toe-to-toe with Delorier. He ended up going with Ryan Reeves. He fought, what's-his-face from Columbus? That guy's a tough dude. That's the guy, Matthew Olivier. But to me, McDermott, with all due respect to Ryan Reeves, I think McDermott is, he's right up. I mean, Ryan Reeves, by the way, beat Tanner Jeannot the same night. So Reeves has got it going on, too. Do you remember sort of when you were breaking into the league, were there two or three guys that sort of defined that you're here to stay in the NHL because you can handle those guys?
Well, just like Rempe, when I came in, I fought everyone that was there to make a name for myself. The most notable fight was Rob Ray. I think after that fight, people started noticing me and noticing that maybe when we play the Oilers, maybe we won't be so physical so that LaRocque doesn't come pay me a visit. So, you want to establish yourself just like Rempe is doing right now, and Rempe is going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem because he could hurt guys with his body checking, and he's only 21. He's only going to get better. So I love the fact that, now when a lot of people are saying that fighting is gone and it's going away, now the Rangers are like, we have a lot of star players. It's good to get a guy that could look after them, that could secure that the fact that, it make them big, look bigger, heavier, And it's important to have protection. And Rempik is Kate. And you know what? He's going to be there for a long time.
He is 6'8", George. I'm trying to think, maybe was Mitch Fritz one of the guys that was like 6'7", 6'8", that you ended up, because, I mean, you were a big man, 6'4", 235 to 260 when you played. You were as strong as anybody in the league. Was Fritz the tallest guy? I guess Bugard would have been up there, too.
Bugard was, yeah. And how many times I fought Bugard?
And
yeah, I fought Bugard so many times, you know. How many times I faced many? You remember the first time I fought Boogeyman? I think he's almost 6'8". I fought him in many. That was after he broke Fedoric's face.
Yeah.
And all the media came up to me, is like, oh, I think Boogie wants some peace tonight. So I had to get ready and stuff. So he's a tall kid. And I always did good against him. But again, I never took anything for granted, because one of this powerful punch, if you land one right on me, it'd be a night's out, that's for sure.
Well, usually it was you landing them on other guys, George. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Like you won a lot more than you lost, hence why you were the heavyweight champ. Yeah.
Can I ask you a favor, by the way?
Yeah.
Can I do an open letter to McDavid right now?
An open letter to McDavid? Well, we were going to get to the Oilers, but yeah, sure. What do you want to say?
Okay. Connor, you know how much I love you. You're a captain. You're the best player in the world. We appreciate everything that you do for the city. You're an amazing ambassador. And we know how much you want the Stanley Cup in Edmonton. Connor, a couple months ago, you know, you were like 20, 25 points back of Kucherov. And we never, some people thought that maybe you could catch up to him. Some people didn't think that you could because you were so far away. We know at the beginning of the season, you were hurt. You played hurt. You came back earlier for the Classic. You were at 100%. Even though you weren't, you were averaging a point a game. It was amazing. And now you're healthy and you're producing, and it's awesome. You said a couple months ago in an interview that you and Leon, you don't care about individual trophies anymore.
Yes.
Because you've won them all, and it doesn't prove anything to you and what you won in the Stanley Cup. Connor, even if you don't win the Hart Trophy, we know that you're the best player in the world. You have nothing to prove to anyone. Let Kucherov win it. Let Mäkinen fight with Kucherov for it. You need to rest. Skinner needs to rest for the games that are left. We're not going to catch Vancouver. We're going to finish second in the division. Don't play too much, because in the playoff, we're going to need you, and we're going to need Leon, and we're going to need Skinner, like, perfectly, like, healthy and rested. Because chasing record, remember when Boston Bruins chased the record to finish first, to have the most points in regular season in history? What happened after against, you know, the Panthers? Chasing records takes energy. And if you play too much, if the coach makes you play too much, 23, 24 minutes, so you could win that Hart Trophy, in the playoff, you're going to run out of gas, because we might have a first-round matchup against Vegas that we need to teach them a lesson from what they did to us last year. So forget about a Hart Trophy. You don't need it to prove you're the best player in the world. Rest. You finish the season, second, third score. It doesn't matter. You have all the tools, and you have the team to win the cup. Focus on that more than focusing on the Hart Trophy. That's my message to him.
A lot of passion there from George LaRocque for Conlon Motorsports. Bob Stauffer with you. The Oilers getting ready to take on Nathan MacKinnon, the Colorado Avalanche. George, let me ask you this, because I and Frank Cervalli was just on with me, and he remembered because he's on every Monday and Friday. When the Oilers were 2-9-1, I still said Edmonton was going to come with get to 50 wins. And I got a lot of guys, oh, you're such a homer stuff, or blah, blah, blah. Well, a year ago, when the Oilers were 21-18-3, I had Edmonton winning 50, and they ultimately won 50. The Oilers are at 45 wins right now. They got 8 games left in the season. Did you think Edmonton was going to miss the playoffs when they started the year 2-9-1, George?
Of course I did. I was afraid. Like, not 100%, but I was afraid at Thanksgiving, because the stats at Thanksgiving, when you're out of the playoffs, it's very low, the chance of coming back in. So I didn't know the status of Connor's injury. And I was like, if he's not close to 100 soon, the Oilers not going to go anywhere. And he got better and better and better. And when he started being on the care, then things changed. So it changed. And it was amazing. And actually, the fact that we have to give him credit, what Knobloch came in with coffee, we know it changed everything. You know, player now, like, they came to with a new system, they bought in, and it was awesome to see, like, this change. And the Oilers, for a big part of the season, they were the best team in the NHL. So, and that was to come back to where they belong, where they were supposed to be, which is okay after a bad start. But now, you know, with Leon's contract coming up and all these things, it is so important for the Oilers to do really good in this playoff. Because I think the fate of Leon, because he has a decision to make, is going to rely on how the team is going to do well in the playoff. And that's why, for that, as you know, Bob, players, like, you know, teams, they have to take advantage. Like, don't, like, make sure those guys are rested because they're going to play a lot. And it's regular season. Yeah, there's a big game against Colorado. But again, you know, we're going to finish second in division. I hope that we're fully rested. Guys are fully rested, not hurt, before the playoff time comes. And it's not time like games like tonight to play 23, 24, 25 minutes. It's too much for forward. And sometimes in playoff, you know, that ice time could happen. But, you know, when I was watching the game the other day in overtime, and I saw 100.4 out of 5 minutes, it's too much. It's too much right now. Like, at this stage of the year, it's towards the end of the season. We don't want him to get hurt. We don't want him to be too tired. So that's why it's so important to also save energy to your key players and use everyone in these last couple games coming up.
George, I'm going to fire a stat your way. Chris Knobloch became the head coach with Paul Coffey on November the 13th. Since then, the Edmonton Oilers have the best record in the NHL, 61 games. They're 42-15-4. They got 88 points. They got a 721 points percentage. They're the only team in the league over 700. The next two teams, Colorado and Dallas. This, the Oilers got smoked 5-0 down in Dallas. That can happen. Do you remember the game where you guys took, you were in the penalty box the entire, I remember you fought Severin once or twice in one game, but it wasn't that game. It was a different game. You guys were like shorthanded 14 or 15 times in the game. You were just running around taking, do you remember that game where you guys had a ton of penalty minutes against the Stars and they were on the power play the entire game?
Yeah, I do. You know, that all is hockey back then. It was relying more on physical play than skills like it is now. And that's why the fans were always rocking, because they knew that, you know, would be coming. So it's different. Now we're pure skill. The NHL has changed.
Yeah.
And when you have the two best centers in the NHL anyway, it's not like you're going to rely your game on, on hitting. But, you know, in the playoff, as you know, and the players know that. You want to get the crowd on their feet. You want to get the crowd roaring. You got to hit in the playoff. You got to be physical. And, you know, and just the importance of being physical. Last night, when Montreal played Tampa, Kucherov, which, you
he
know,
hit, badly, he hit Kane Gooley. That was a cheap hit.
Yeah, it was. But as you know, star players with cheap hit to get away with it. You know how many times we've seen that?
Gooley should fight him. Gooley should go after him next year.
Probably because of the code, he probably will. Because of the code, and pretty sure Kucherov will answer to it. But you know what? After Gooley got hurt and he was out, Montreal got in big trouble defensively. Some guys played way too much, and Tampa took advantage of that. So, you know, but it showed the importance that, yes, it was a bit cheap, borderline, but, you know, anytime you finish a check, you get someone tired, and you never know what could happen. And it's an advantage. You wear down the opponent. But again, in the playoff, this is going to be very important. So, but for now, when I'm looking at these guys, all I'm looking at when I look at the game sheet, Bob, I'm looking at ice time to make sure that everybody's playing, you know, good minutes. You're not playing guys too much, because you know what? At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure people in Edmonton cares more about a cup than any individual trophy, like Connor said, that the guys didn't care about anymore.
All right, George, you're getting some love from the listeners. This text comes in saying, I don't often agree with Mr. George Laroque, but he's spot on. The Oilers don't need to run McDavid and Draisaitl hard down the stretch. Anthony in Trenton says, Big George, the open letter was fantastic. And Carter says, hey, Bob, today's show's the best show ever. George, we'll do this again. We got a lot to get to still, and to close up the show. Thank you for joining us on Oilers Now.
Anytime, brother, anytime.
There you go. That is the one-time heavyweight champion of the National Hockey League, Edmonton sporting icon, George the Rock. In terms of our trivia question, the winner was Doug. Doug knew, and the question was, name the current Colorado Avalanche player that was a first-round draft choice of the Edmonton Oilers. The correct answer is Andrew Cogliano. Spent four seasons with the Oilers. 25th overall. That was coming out of a lockout in 05. I remember Calgary got the 26th pick and Edmonton got the 25th pick. Cogliano has played 1,288 NHL games. He's had a great career, still kicking at age 36. George LaRocque joined us on Fridays, courtesy of Conlon Motorsports. And we will tell you that guests and owners now receive gift cards to Japanese Village. Save $10 on all certified Angus beef New York steak dinners at Japanese Village. For more details, visit jvedmonton.ca. You can always text us, by the way, on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and you enter to win our Text of the Week draw, where winners receive 3 months of washes at My Favorite Car Wash, Great White Car Wash, 10004 169th Street. Cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Brentridge Ford in Wetaskiwin, well known for their top shelf service department. They don't forget about you after you purchase a vehicle. You can reach out to Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and let the team at Brentridge Ford make you a repeat customer. 780-352-6048. Brentridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton-owned and operated for 50-plus years. You can check out their menu at royalpizza.ca. The Stauffer recommendation is the Mediterranean chicken. As we go to this day in Oilers history again for New West Travel, explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. And a reminder, we will have three Oilers Now road trips for you coming up next season. We might even do a playoff trip. We'll have to wait and see. Anyways, back in the 630 Chad Studios, this day in Oilers history, and here is Dave Campbell.
We go back to 1984, Bob. Dr. Randy Gray scores 21 seconds into OT. Oilers beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-4 to go up two games to none in their best-of-five Smythe Division semifinal.
Dave, when we're talking about a team having the best record over a 61-game stretch, that is not cherry-picking stats. That's the reality of the situation. However, Colorado and Dallas have the second and third best records, and that's the Oilers' opponents in these two games. Maybe some people need to, like, Dallas looked really good. The one thing that concerns me a bit, you know I love speed. I like teams that can play physical, but I like speed through the lineup, and that's the one thing that I'm a little bit concerned about in the bottom six.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have to contemplate bringing up Dylan Holloway at some point.
I think it's something they have to consider, and I think it's something they have to consider even down the stretch here, because you're playing a lot of games in a short amount of time to finish the regular season. You got to rest some guys.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt to showcase that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Reed Wilkins has got the City Ford Face-Off Show, which today is going to begin at 5:35. David Bowles has got a global news weather traffic update coming up before that. We'll be back Monday. Back-to-back games this weekend. It'll be Cam Moon and myself, McCall on the Oilers Radio Network tonight. Jack Michaels, Louis DeBrus, Gene Principe on the NHL Hockey and Rogers broadcast. I'll join Jason Strudwick first and second intermission tonight. Tomorrow, Jack and me will have the call of the Oilers and the Calgary Flames. Monday on Oilers Now, we'll have a review of the weekend. Craig Metapas will join us back to you on Mondays for contract equipment and daily faceoffs. Frank Saravalli for a horse race in Alberta. Also an update from the farm, where the Bakersfield Connors will have played two games against Calgary with the Wave Bathrooms Farm Report. Again, David Bowles has a global news weather traffic update. Reed Wilkins up next with the City Ford Faceoff Show. I will rejoin you at 6:05 Edmonton time.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.